As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, March the 29th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become a Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name, of course, is William Roberts, always with good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. But this morning, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty, so we're running on a laptop with a headset. Pardon the hope the tone is all right and the volume is good to you. But anyway, we'll have to just keep on going, punting as we are. We've got lots on the plate this morning. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and certainly remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, I would hope, today. So if you'd like, you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. I hope we'll be able to take your calls and everything else will work fine. You can also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out, as we always like to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. This morning, the metals, precious metals, begin a bit more of a recovery. There was a lot of short covering last week, I believe. There's a rising U.S. dollar index. This morning, it's declining a bit. We'll talk about all of that. And as the broadcast continues, we'll go into our history of law, go back in and look at corporations in greater detail. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Monday, March the 29th, as we are just kind of punting off the punting off of our normal schedule here using a laptop and a headset. Can't seem to get my other computer to run up. But Monday, March the 29th, 2009, active trading, New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading up $3.90 an ounce, trading at $1,110.60 an ounce. Silver was up 37 cents this morning in early trading at $17.24 an ounce. Platinum up 18 bucks at 1,613. Palladium up 12 at 468. And the lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, $1,104.90 for a low, $1,115.30 for a high. But at $1,110.60, your gold is up $188.50 year to year for a 20.42% return on your investment in that noble metal. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,111.25. You can see that we're just a little bit below that right now. The SPDR gold shares quiet. They're right now standing at 1,124.65 tons of the precious metal, and that would have a street value there on State Street, Global Advisors, valued at $39.63 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average running up 9, 10,850 is where it closed on Friday. We'll pick all the rest of that up on the other side of this first break. Stay with us. Much, much more to come today.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit seapanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, seapanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, a moon day, March the 29th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Chatting at you through a laptop today with a headset. Hope the sound is coming out all right to you. We're coming to you live Monday through Friday, as always, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. I hate these kind of little fits and starts type days, but nevertheless, let's go back in and close out that market report. Again, for Monday, we find gold trading up 390 at 11,1060. Silver was up 37 cents at 1724. Platinum up 18 bucks at 1613. And palladium up 12 at 468. The Dow Jones closed up 9 on Friday at 10,850. The NASDAQ was off 2 at 2395. The S&P up a buck at 1167. Crude oil up 67 cents at $80.67 for a barrel of light sweet crude. 42-gallon barrels as they are. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 33 basis points, trades at 81.28. And in the Forex, everything seems to be up with the exception of the Swiss franc. This morning in our basket of currencies, we find the Canadian loonie or the Canadian dollar trades up 42 basis points, runs at 98 cents U.S. The Mexican peso, again, above 8 cents, now rounding down a little bit, but at 8 cents. It's up 0.32%. The euro up 20 basis points at $1.35. The British pound up 40 basis points, trades a buck and a half. And that Swiss franc off 8 basis points, trades at 94 cents U.S. The big news, of course, is in the bonds. The 2-year bond is running 1.03%. The yield on the 10-year is 3.86, still a pretty high level there. The yield on the 10-year and the 30-year is at 4.77%. About the time the 30-year bond gets to a 40% return on your investment, you can watch me flood into that bond. The mortgage market this morning, the 15-year mortgage moves down from 4.46% a month ago to 4.37, and the 30-year mortgage moves up a little bit from 5.08% a month ago to 5.11 this morning. Lots of news in the news basket today. I don't know whether this is going to work out very well. We'll try it and see how it goes. When we're all crowded up like this on a laptop, it's sometimes difficult to get the articles. Let's see if we can do this properly. Here's an article off of Bloomberg I wanted to start with this morning. Let's see if we can pull that up and do it. This is in regards to Goldman Sachs. You know, they're not my favorite bunch, but Goldman's capitulation on the dollar shows a reversal on U.S. This is Oliver Oliver Big Dyke and In-Ewing Wang, brother, In-Young Wang. March 29th, new news, the strengthening U.S. economy, subdued inflation, and rising stock prices are propelling the dollar rally into its fifth month as traders seek refuge from the Europe's fiscal crisis and Japanese deflation. Rather interesting article, and this is very lengthy, but it's up on Bloomberg.com this morning. You might want to check it out. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. and Citigroup, Inc. ended bets on a falling dollar last week. They ended their bets on a falling dollar last week after the trades lost 2.8%. Strategists are raising greenback forecasts. There you go, looking back at Abraham Lincoln here. Strategists are raising greenback forecasts at the fastest pace since last March, just before U.S. stimulus efforts that poured as much as $12.8 trillion into the economy and ended the currency's strongest rally in 28 years. Median predictions for the dollar against 47 currencies tracked in Bloomberg surveys rose an average of 1.4 percentage points. Well, they're talking a lot about the dollar this morning. You're going to find it all over the web probably, but they're looking at what's going down in Greece, what's going down in Europe. They're talking about a declining Eurozone economy, and they're thinking that the U.S. dollar is going to get stronger. Here's a little bit more from the article. A year after correctly predicting the currency's decline, that would be the U.S. dollar, and likening it to the fall of Rome. Put that one in your pipe and smoke it. Likening it to the fall of Rome. The man in the fish hat with the shepherd's crook, right? Royal Bank of Scotland's group's PLC, Alan Ruskin, said it may soar 22% to $1.10 per euro if Greece defaults. Okay? So this morning we're looking at the USDX at 81.28, and this fellow from the Royal Bank of Scotland group is saying that it might soar to 1.10 per euro if Greece defaults. We'll have to look at that. The euro this morning running 1.35 euros per dollar. We've moved away from the worst fears, said Ruskin, the head of currency strategy of RBS Capital Markets in Stamford, Connecticut. Quote, in the U.S., the economy picked itself up off the ground, he said in an interview, compared to what it might have looked like from the view of March 29, 2010, looks very good. So this guy, Alan Ruskin, is predicting a good 2010. Whether that prediction comes out or not will be remain to be seen. But the U.S. Labor Department will report on April the 2nd that 190,000 jobs were created this month. Now, you know that a lot of those jobs are likely to be temporary jobs for the purpose of going out and harassing the country folk with this 2010 census. Well, That's 190,000 jobs that will come and go in a heartbeat, that's for sure. The Standard & Poor's, oh so very poor's, 500 index has gained 5.6% in March, and the latest report on consumer prices showed the cost of living was unchanged in February, ensuring inflation won't cut off the recovery. But, of course, as you know, in February and March, the price of gasoline and diesel went up, and the price of your groceries is going up, too. And I don't know whether where you're at the prices are going up, but they're certainly not falling in this area. Lagging growth. Consumer prices in Japan, meanwhile, fell for a 12th month in February, the government reported on March the 26th. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development said the same day that the nation's potential growth rate between 2011 and 2017 will be the lowest among the G7 at 0.9%. And then it continues and it talks about inopportune timing. Rather interesting here. Citigroup cut its losses on a similar trade after deciding its timing had been inopportune. Sentiment toward the dollar is shifting on optimism that the currency's best run since 2008 will be invigorated as Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke stops printing money and raises borrowing costs. Well, if they stop printing money and raise the borrowing costs, watch out. Things are going to be happening. The dollar gained against all 15 major currencies tracked by Bloomberg last week, except the Mexican peso, raising 1.1% to $1.34 per euro, 0.8% to $1.49 per pound, that would be the British pound, and 2.2% to the 92.52 yen. We don't report on the yen. But I thought it rather interesting that here in this article they talk about the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s dollar index is up 1.2% in March after gaining in each of the past 3 months. Of course, it took a lot of talking on my part and everyone else's part, I guess, to get them to start using the term Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s dollar. We'll be right back.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Returning once again, we're looking at another article off of Bloomberg. This one, Treasuries find Greenspan's canary fainting in mine. The old mine, canary in the mine shaft, as they say, fainting in the mine. It runs this way, March the 29th, Bloomberg, Suzanne Walker writes, former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan's warning that rising yields on government debt will drive up American borrowing costs is resonating with the world's biggest bond traders, who say this month's losses in the market for U.S. Treasuries are just the beginning. Rather strong opening, would you say? Yields on the 10-year note, the benchmark corporate bonds, climbed as high as 3.92% last week from a low of 3.53% in February. Let us see what we got cooking over there. Okay. We're really just, I'm telling you, I'm just I'm winging it this morning, folks. I never sit down when I do radio. I'm sitting down now. I'm sitting at a desk looking at my laptop trying to figure out how to juggle books. Well, anyway, yields on the 10-year note, the benchmark for everything from mortgages to corporate bonds, climbed as high as 3.92% last week from a low of 3.53. You know, we report this 10-year Treasury, the bonds, every time, every morning. And we saw that that was definitely getting up pretty high last week, and it's still not too low. The 18 primary dealers of U.S. debt forecast the rate will reach 4.2% this year, so we'll be keeping an eye on that, watching that 10-year rise continually from 3.92 on up to 4.2. That should be interesting. We'll see how that happens. But again, there's 18 primary dealers of U.S. debt forecasts. What's the purpose of sharing all of this new news anyway? So often what I try to do is to bring out information from these various news articles that we find on the web that have something to do with the coursework that we talk about here on our Internet homeschool classroom. And if we can understand that most of us, and I include myself in this list, most of us really don't understand the system at all. I mean, we're just really kind of hanging in there, hanging on the edge, trying to figure it out. What's all this stuff about bonds and treasuries, and what does the Dow Jones Industrial Average actually mean? What does it mean to you and me when it's at a certain level? What difference does it make? What's a 10,000 Dow anyway? I have sent email after email to the Dow and the NASDAQ and the S&P to tell me what their numbers really mean to me. I've posited the question to such luminaries as Bob Chapman, and I get no answers back. What does it actually mean? Who could give a flying Walendo? What is the USDX? What does that mean? It's just numbers on an exchange. Do they stand for anything, or will they fall? You know, whatever. Higher yields, they say in this article, are the canary in the mine. Greenspan said in a March 26 interview on Bloomberg Television's Political Capital with Al Hunt. I don't know if anybody watches that. The increases reflect concern over this huge overhang of federal debt, which we've never seen before. He said, the budget deficit, which hit $1.4 trillion in fiscal 2009, will drive Treasury sales to a record of $2.43 trillion this year, a February survey of 10 dealers showed. I mean, it's like I said, these guys are dealers. They can't get away from these bonds. They have to buy them. Bonds have seen their best days. That's a quote from Bill Gross, the manager of the world's biggest bond fund at Pacific Investment Management Company. That would be PIMCO. said in a March 25th interview with Tom Keene on Bloomberg Radio from PIMCO's headquarters in Newport Beach, California. While treasuries returned 0.9% this year, they fell after each of the government's three note auctions last week. Then it goes on and talks about other things. Snowstorms, Greece, the rally in the treasuries is over, said James Caron, head of the U.S. interest rate strategy at Morgan Stanley in New York. Storms in January and February and concerns that Greece would default slowed growth to a great degree. And they'll find any excuse. As I like to say, from hangnails to hemorrhoids, they keep blaming the snowstorms for trouble. Well, whether there was very much of that or not remains to be seen. The 10-year Treasury yield rose 16 basis points, or 0.16 percentage points, last week to 3.85, the biggest weekly increase since December. The 3.65% note fell February 1 1/4, or $12.50 per thousand face amount, blah, blah, blah. The rally fades. Treasuries surged at the start of the year, with Bank of America's Merrill Lynch U.S. Treasury Master Index gaining 1.5% in January as investors sought the safety of government debt on speculation that the global recovery would falter. Those doubts diminished in February as returns slowed to 0.4%. Continuing, he says, primary dealers say the losses will worsen as the U.S. economy rebounds from the worst financial turmoil since the Great Depression. Now, more and more often, we're finding these articles on Bloomberg and elsewhere where they're talking about as the U.S. economy rebounds. It's like that old sitcom in the afternoon, as their stomach turns or as the world turns, as the U.S. economy rebounds. Continuing, we're no longer in the height of the financial crisis, said Michael Pound. Now, we haven't seen yet the commercial real estate really coming on the market, causing grief. We haven't really heard anything yet to give us any indication that there's a major turnaround in the jobs market, even though they're talking 190,000 jobs against all the millions of people that are out of work, 190,000 jobs, and most of those likely government jobs. We get right back in line again. So let's see if we've got that back. It looks like we're back up again. Little droppage going on here. But he says we're no longer in the height of the financial crisis. Many investors wouldn't buy into the sustainability of the recovery until it came along with job creation. All right? We'll see that this month's employment report and those positive prints will continue. Let's see what happens this month's employment reports. Talking about job creation, you know, it's not just we the independent media reporting on this need for, we're going to have to see some positive change in jobs before we're going to see much of a change in the economy, but we're not the only ones. Can barely hear you, he says, okay. Well, let's see, we've got everything volume cranked up over here. Let's go over here. I don't know whether we can do anything more over there. I don't know if we can do anything better with that. Yeah, I can just barely hear myself, too. Let's see if we can type a message in here without going into the... I'll just say this. I'm not as slick as some of these guys that can do this sort of stuff on the fly. Is that any better? Let's see if we can see anything there. We're just kind of tumbling along here, folks. We've got a laptop running here, and it's definitely not my Wizard of Oz studio. Yeah, it's as close to my mouth as I can get, Mike.
Chick Battery says, okay, let's go to know whether that's going to do any better or not. We'll just keep trying to come around a little bit more and a little bit more and see if we can't get it. All right, well, that's supposedly good now. Well, that's great, and thank you, Mike. Mike Chambers covering my back for me this morning as I'm winging it. But let's go in and continue along here now. It says the auction demand. Well, there's a break. We'll just take that break, come back, and get it in.
Cutting Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, and we're back once again here, just kind of winging it, trying to figure out what might be going on with the computer here. A little bit more on this article. It says, auction demand, the Labor Department may say, April the 2nd, may say. Notice that they may say, you know, may say. We're no longer in the height of a financial crisis, Michael Pound says. The Labor Department may say on April the 2nd that the U.S. added 190,000 jobs this month after losing 36,000 in February, according to a Medium estimate of 62 economists surveyed by Bloomberg. The global economy will expand 3.6% in 2010. The median of 51 estimates. You see how it's all a bunch of estimates. Nobody really knows for sure. Nobody knows for sure. Let's go to another one here. This one off of Bloomberg as well. Paulson's $32 billion funds prompt too big to succeed concerns. You know, too big to fail, too big to succeed. Six of one, half a dozen of the other. Catherine Burton writes this for Bloomberg. John Paulson, gotta know John Paulson. John Paulson is the guy that took his gold. He wanted his gold physical out of the SPDR gold shares. I guess he's one of the first big players that did that. You might remember when we reported on it sometime back, months ago. March 29th, new news, Bloomberg. John Paulson started the year overseeing $32 billion in hedge funds, third in the world behind J.P. Morgan Chase and Bridgewater Associates LP. Unlike many of his biggest rivals, he's taking in new cash, raising the question of how much money is too much money for a hedge fund manager. I'm telling you, this is a guy that makes his money off of other people's suffering, and you should be paying close attention to John Paulson. Here's the quote. "There's no doubt that Paulson is a big draw for investors at the moment," close quote, said Richard Tomlinson, the founder of London-based Tomlinson Investment Consulting, which advises clients on hedge funds. Quote, "As with all managers that bulk up, there's always the risk of returns becoming mediocre." So, too big to sustain, too big to continue. We'll see. Paulson and Company, the New York-based firm that the former Bear Stearns banker and Gruss Partners trader started in 1994, differs from many large competitors because it makes concentrated bets, such as the wager against subprime mortgages that helped generate $3 billion of profit in 2007. So he was involved in this wagers against the subprime mortgages. He's the guy that was in there niggling and jiggling, even though some people say that others created the big collapse. I wouldn't look too much further past John Paulson. But as assets increase, the article continues, it can get harder for a fund to find investments big enough to drive returns and to trade without distorting prices. Paulson's main $19 billion advantage funds, which primarily seeks to profit on distressed debt, bankruptcies, and mergers, have lagged behind peers this year and last after beating them in 2007 and 2008. You see what I'm saying? He primarily seeks to profit on distressed debt, bankruptcies, and mergers. Mergers and acquisitions, M&A. The lessons of the world's largest hedge funds are appropriating their previous peak assets after recovering from their worst ever losses and investor outflows in 2008. They're benefiting from a shift by pension funds and endowments to establish firms with steady returns and staff dedicated to risk management. Risk management. In 1998, only George Soros's Soros Fund Management LLC and Julian Robertson's Tiger Management LLC exceeded the $20 billion mark within 2 years of hitting that milestone. Both firms had suffered big losses and had decided to stop managing money for other investors. So that's another one of those huge, huge articles this morning on Bloomberg. This thing would have printed out probably 6 or 8 pages. Here's a little bit more of the story, and this out of Asia, but again off Bloomberg by Kung Hee Park and Wendy Leung. U.S.-bound boxes pile up in Asia as lines avoid adding ship. What are the boxes that they're talking about? Well, they're talking about overseas container boxes, you know, the big metal things that you can sometimes have delivered to your yard to serve as a storage shed or a storage building. That's just the big containers that you see on the back of trucks and the big containers that you see on the railroad cars, and certainly stacking up in the ports. And South Korea's biggest port is overwhelmed with empty containers a year ago, is now dealing with shipping lines that have more cargo than they can carry. We've been talking about this in the past. This Maersk line, one of the largest shipping lines in the world, is running at a deficit. They're not making money, honey. And that's a problem. But it indicates what's going down globally in the economy, and especially as more and more people depend upon China and the Asia-Pacific economic cooperation. to produce the goods. Here's a continuation from this article. Surging shipments of furniture, electronics, and clothes to the U.S. and Europe, coupled with capacity cuts by shipping line, has caused as much as 15% of containers to be delayed in Busan this year, often by more than a week, according to Park Young-ho, the assistant general manager at Busan International Container Terminal Company. Here's a quote. With the economy recovering, we have been seeing a lot of containers that didn't make it out on time because there wasn't enough space on the ships, he said. So what they've got is a great burgeoning of these overseas cargo containers that are just stacking up and stacking up because the big shipping lines have cut back the number of ships on sea. They're mothballed a bunch of them because their profitability picture looks grim to worse. Here's a little bit more from the article. A capacity crunch on trans-Pacific routes has disrupted deliveries of Asian and U.S. exports, prompting a probe by U.S. regulators. Container lines have cut trips and imposed higher rates on customers or shippers after slumping trade and an excess supply of vessels caused industry-wide losses of about $20 billion last year, according to Drewry Shipping Consultants Ltd. And here's a quote. There is seething anger in the shipper community over the way rates have been raised, said Bjorn Van Jensen, who manages more than 100,000 container shipments a year as logistics head at appliance maker Electrolux AB. Quote, carriers see a tight supply situation and they're looking to get rates back up. And this is big stuff, folks. This is big stuff. Because all of our, we're so dependent on this overseas container freight, you know, OCL, overseas container lines, Costco, China's overseas shipping system, etc. We're completely dependent upon these Asian shipping, Asian manufacturers shipping their products to us in these cargo vessels. But at the same time, the cargo lines, the shipping lines, have cut way back because they ain't making any money at this. Here's more. Container shipments at Busan, the world's fifth busiest port, rose 21% in the first 2 months, rebounding from the slump last year that forced Park to lease extra space to help store more than 31,000 empty boxes. In the U.S., retail container traffic will likely rise 13% this month and by 17% in the first half as shops restock, according to the Washington-based National Retail Federation. Now, if you recall, throughout the winter, what we were hearing about was the shelves getting empty, in the big box stores because they were selling out and selling down inventory, because they didn't have enough shoppers in over the holidays to move that inventory, and so they were slowing down their purchases considerably. Well, that rolls over into the shipping lines because they had cargo container vessels that were not running at full capacity, and they were doing everything they could do to keep themselves from going deeper and deeper into the red. That's where they were headed. Continuing, that's caused rates for ad hoc shipments on Asia-U.S. routes to jump about 50% this year to around $2,100 per 40-foot box, according to Johnson Luong, a Hong Kong-based analyst at Tufton Oceanic Limited, the world's largest shipping hedge fund group. Now you think about how much cheap Chinese plastic crap you could shove into a 40-footer and send across the ocean if you add $2,100 per 40-foot box just for an increase in rates to ship that over here. You can imagine the impact it would have on somebody like Dollar General, who sells all the cheap Chinese plastic crap for a buck a box. Well, more to come.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again. Right here on Become Vocal Local, looking at all kinds of stuff happening on my studio screen over there. It says all kinds of stuff going on over there. Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll just continue along with this laptop for a while more here and see if we can figure out how to get it to start. We've got another computer that's causing me grief in the studio this morning. Anyway, let's go on back to the article one more time. I think we've just about covered this, beat the heck out of it. The trend now is that orders are always made from Europe in the U.S. very rapidly and at the very last minute, right? So we've already got this situation set up here in this country where we're dealing with computers opening on the other side, distracting me, where we're dealing with this, what do they call it, just-in-time delivery, all right? So we got this just-in-time delivery, but we're not being able to function on a just-in-time delivery because the container traffic is backlogged because the container operators, the shipping container companies like Vin Flair Shipping Limited and others, they're not booking full vessels and they're not putting more vessels online. Here's a little bit more. Lines have added more vessels on Trans-Pacific routes, citing concerns about the sustainability of demand. All right? Now, this idea of sustainability of demand, as I've said before many times, that if you wanted to really look at sustainable development and define it with one word, demand is the key word. In order to sustain development, you've got to have a demand for the products. You've got to have demand out there in the marketplace. You need to have demand for windmills in order for wind-generated electricity to come online. You've got to have demand for funny-looking little light bulbs, you know, in order for that demand to, in order for that market to expand. You can't have green jobs and green energy unless people are calling for it. It has to have demand. So that's what sustainable development is largely all about. It's by using international financial and governance structure to force the demand into these new product areas where people ordinarily wouldn't go. And it continues, and it says, we've seen no reason to add extra ships as this trend is temporary. They're talking about with the problems the industry has had, I think we'll all be very cautious before sending new ships into service. So we shouldn't see any real change then in what's going down here as far as the shipping is concerned. This last article, talking about AIG, of course, you know, American International Group, Inc., was the insurer that stayed profitable through the September 11th live burning sacrifice visited upon New York City and Washington District of Criminals and Hurricane Katrina. But they say that it may be more exposed to disasters after divesting life insurance units to repay its government bailout. What is all this about? Well, if you don't know what a cat bonds are and catastrophe losses, the whole idea behind FEMA is all hazard mitigation planning system, and the development or the promotion of a culture of safety has been, from the beginning, the avoidance of repetitive loss claims. Repetitive loss claims. How would you avoid repetitive loss claims, let's say in the Ninth Ward in Louisiana, from subsequent hurricanes and ocean events, natural disaster events? How would you go about avoiding repetitive loss claims? Well, probably the easiest way to avoid repetitive loss claims down there in that hole known as the Ninth Ward would be to bulldoze it all out and make a park there. That way, if it did flood again, if Lake Pontchartrain should burst its dike and it floods that area again, there would be no one living there. So the idea there, all along the Mississippi River, all across America, and basically all around the world, the idea is to move people up, out, and away from floodplains, and to move people into new housing that is designed to withstand whatever the creator of the multiverse, as Carolyn Harris likes to call it, as opposed to the universe, the way I like to say it. But no matter what the creator throws at us, we're supposed to be able to indemnify ourselves through insurance policies, and companies like AIG Group, Inc. want to avoid repetitive loss claims. They don't want to have to pay for that new roof over and over again because your house happens to be in an area that gets high wind storms from time to time, like here in the Midwest, or down in the bowls someplace where frequently you get flooding. Of course, some of the very best land in America is right down along the rivers in all of the various and sundry watersheds all across America, because that land was the land that was occupied by the settlers, because it's the most fertile land of all, and the flooding, periodic flooding, rebuilds and makes the soil even more rich by depositing sediments and things from the floodwater. So it's quite a dichotomy trying to be able to balance this desire on the part of the insurers and the need for people to live in the places that we have traditionally lived. But what they'd like to do would be to move us all up, out, and away from those river bottoms and viewshed corridors and put us all into these stack 'em and pack 'em, smart growth, sustainable development, new urbanism communities. Continuing from the article here, AIG will be smaller and a smaller and more focused company after selling American Life Insurance, AIA Group Limited, divisions that produced more than a third of the firm's insurance revenue last year. So they're moving away from life insurance. Of course, we bailed out AIG massively. But they're moving away from life insurance and things like that and looking at other areas. Chief Executive Officer Robert Benmosche, there's a good Italian name for you, Robert Benmosche told shareholders this month, catastrophe losses have the potential to drain AIG's government bailout funds, the New York-based firm said in a February regulatory filing. Again, this idea of disaster claims, catastrophe losses, it's bad news for the insurance companies when they actually have to pay out. It's great for them to be able to sell to your local municipality. It's basically a bet. Cat bonds is a bet that there won't be a catastrophe. You buy into these bonds on the presumption that you're not going to have any man-made or, you know, like some kind of a quote-unquote terrorist strike or some kind of a natural weather calamity. You go in betting on that. You're betting against God. And when you do have a catastrophe, you take it in the shorts, and that's what this article is all about. But they definitely will be affected by storms in the future, said Terry Leone, senior insurance analyst at SNL Financial in New York. Their overall business will be more tied to the property casualty cycle than it was in the past. Of course, Travelers Insurance is in this scam as well, but you know, people continue to think that they're able to buy insurance to protect them against everything from hangnails to hemorrhoids, everything from earthquakes to floods, hurricanes, and tornadoes. It's this reliance on the mommy state. It's the idea that somebody else is going to bail you out for your own stupidity or bad luck. You know, luck is like that, as happens all across the world. Forecasters at Colorado State University and AccuWeather Inc. have said the Atlantic hurricane season, which begins June the 1st, will result in more storms than average. And of course, you know, as more and more people talk about, you know, Phobos and Nibiru, Planet X, and all of that, you know, you can imagine that if there's any truth to any of that, and we're going to have a interstellar space-traveling planetoid come through nearby us, there could be all manner and sundry of upheaval, and you'd have to wonder about the sanity of an insurance company, even AIG, to insure against whatever travail could come of that. You know, if the Earth's polarity shifts and we go upside down as well. We won't go upside down. It'll just shift over and the North Pole become the South Pole and the South Pole will become the North Pole and maybe the North Pole will move as well as the South Pole, of course. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to be able to get an insurance policy? I don't think so. No sane person would. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on Become Vocal. Into the adventures in broadcasting. Yes, the adventures of broadcasting that falls has been recovered. Well, we are back once again as we move into our second hour of today's very interesting broadcast. We are here live Monday, March the 29th, 2010, kind of flumping along off of a laptop with a headset. I hope you can deal with it. I'm trying to deal with it. I've got a studio computer that has not wanted to function this morning. But anyway, we're back and we're up on the air, it looks like to me. So we'll just go ahead and proceed a little bit further here. We're talking about a bunch of variety of different kinds of news in the first hour, but I'd really like to shift topics a little bit. Kind of reluctant to do that. I hate to spoil good teaching on a nebulous connection like this, certainly when we're so far into a lengthy process. Maybe I should punt and go to in a different direction. No, I think not. We've been talking about the history of law for some time, and I'm going to set the last of the news aside, kind of tired of that. And we're going to go back in and look at this history of law a little bit more in this hour. In regards to corporations, we've talked about the corporations, the formation of a corporation, but why are we even bothering? Why do we even look at this? Well, first of all, you've got to realize that the established two-party political system, both the Republican and the Democratic parties, and all of the other parties that actually ever get big enough to do anything, they're all incorporated. They're all corporations. And they have to be formed in each of the states to have a standing committee. The standing committees may or may not have to be incorporated. I know that the America First Party in Missouri, when I set that up for taking the place of the Reform Party here some years back, I didn't incorporate that. I just had to file with the Secretary of State's office for a continuing committee. But I do know, because I have their documents available right here in my office, I do know that the Republican Party is a corporation. They filed papers of incorporation with the state of Missouri, and so the Missouri Republican Party is a corporation. And I would assume, and I don't know this for a fact, but I would assume that the Democratic Party here in the state of Missouri is a corporation as well. And so when we look at various and sundry groups and organizations, so many of them are incorporated, it would behoove us to understand a little bit about the corporate structure and in that process gain even more understanding of how we could go about dismantling, discombobulating, getting rid of them, entirely. My whole idea along this line, this Plan B, ultimately is the abolition, if you will, of the established two-party political system. And because they are corporations, it can be done legally, lawfully, and orderly. It can be done in a multitude, or in at least two ways that I've found. I don't want to talk too much about the alternate way, because that's kind of like a something I wouldn't really want to discuss on the on air, because you don't want to lay all your cards on the table. But surely, when you have a majority position in the county committees, all of your voting precincts, when you have a majority of them, and it will take a two-thirds majority, you could actually vote these parties out of existence, and wouldn't that be a blessing? We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle. Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on our Monday, March the 29th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Put this one up on your calendar, folks. It's certainly going down on mine. This has been a very, very unusual morning. You know, some of you may recall on the last few weeks I've been under certain cyber attacks here in my little studio. Just about destroyed my laptop's capability of being a functional computer by some worms and other things, or Trojans, or I don't know what kind of condom bug it was, but it was something nasty and ugly. And I basically have recovered almost from that, though not completely. And this morning, I turned off the computer last evening after listening to the first segment or so of the Celtic Rebel, and log on this morning, and my studio computer won't run. And then if the studio computer won't run, of course, the studio doesn't run. That means we're forced to a laptop and a headset. So with all of that aside, this is the Monday, March the 29th, 2010, two-hour broadcast, starting our second hour of Become Vocal Local. And we'll just kind of punt along, talking about corporations, what we can know about them, why we need to be concerned about them, find out a little bit about their history, and then proceed forward from that. There are a lot of things that we can do. There are some things that we must do. But certainly coming up to some understanding of how the world around us functions is important. And it helps us to take a realistic look at things as opposed to, you know, hopeful pipe dreams and things like that. Because simple solutions are not likely to be effective at this time. We are in a very late hour in the development and the deployment of the international community's desire, the Talmudist desire for a one-world government, and, you know, we're up to our eyeballs in alligators. So corporations then may be classified, and this is a little bit of a review on the formation of a corporation out of Dillaboo and Howard's Business Administrator, the Principles of Business Law, 9th edition, 1971. Corporations may be classified in a variety of ways. Public corporations may be contrasted with private corporations. Both public corporations and private corporations, when we look at the political parties, they're established as non-profit corporations. There are specific designations. You'll also find that when you get into the regional government and you look at something like a regional council of government, the Missouri Regional Councils of Government, they're all of these 501c7 organizations, I believe, if my memory serves me right. And so the Republican Party of Missouri will have is a nonprofit as well. I don't have the paperwork right at my hand to tell you what kind it is, but I do have all of that. Let's go on a little further. It says corporations for profit or business corporations are distinguished from not-for-profit corporations, and each state classifies corporations doing business within that state as foreign or domestic to denote the state where incorporation took place. So not all of the corporations that exist in your state were formed in your state, and those that were formed out of your state in some place like Delaware, which has very laws that are very conducive to the formation of corporations. If you have a corporation that's a Delaware corporation, for instance, or your credit card company, they would be considered foreign corporations, just as if they were from Beijing, if my understanding is correct, or just as if they were from England or France or Mexico or Canada, a foreign corporation. Once you go outside of your state, then they become foreign corporations. And that's important when we get down to understanding the idea of interstate and intrastate commerce. Very important. Each state classifies corporations doing business within the state as foreign or domestic to denote the state where the incorporation took place. Moreover, each state has a variety of statutes relating to such specialized corporations as cooperatives, church and religious corporations, and fraternal organizations like your local Comfort Lodge of the Masonic Order, your local Baptist church, your local electric cooperative, your local farmers market cooperative, etc. And so that gives you a little bit of a heads up there too, is that the state has much to do with this. The statutes have a lot to do with it. And so when you're inquiring into the nature of a corporation, this is the place that you go to do your homework. Continuing here, it continues, for our discussion, the basic principles of the Model Business Corporation Act will be used as the basic statute. And we've talked about this Uniform Commission on Laws. Let me see again. kind of working at a deficiency here. I'm sitting down in an unusual location to do the broadcast, a centennial of the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws, the National Conference on Commissioners on Uniform State Laws would give you a good reference point for finding out more about the Model Business Corporation Act. The Model Business Corporation Act. So if you wanted to do a little bit of browse time, a little Google, Google, whatever, Dogpile, Webford, or whatever browser you use, you might look into the Model Business Corporation Act. Because for the discussion here in law, and again, this is a textbook for people that are interested in becoming lawyers and businessmen. This teaches business law. They cite this Model Business Corporation Act as being the basic statute for discussion. So you might want to look that up. Before discussing the steps in the formation of a corporation, it's helpful to examine the status of a corporation in our legal system. What is the status of the corporation? A corporation is an artificial, intangible being created by law. It's artificial. It's an intangible being. It's created by law. It's a legal fiction. In order to accomplish certain things in law, it has been necessary for a very long time, go all the way back to Sir Edward Coke and Coke's on Littleton, the writings of Sir William Blackstone, and you'll find that for a great long time, our people, Western man, have used this vehicle, this creation in law, this legal fiction of a corporation to solve, and legal fictions in general, to solve sticky wickets, troubling little legal nigglets that are best addressed in logic and reason by the creation of a legal fiction. And then once the legal fiction gets into use, that then becomes the norm and it becomes statutory and codified and so on and so forth. As a legal entity, the authors continue, the corporation is not affected by death, incapacity, or bankruptcy of a member. It's not affected by death. A corporation, in some regards, is the little g godman's answer to omnipotence, omnipresence, and omniscience, all-knowing, all-seeing, and never dying. It doesn't have, it's not affected by death or incapacity, insanity, of course, or bankruptcy of a member. It owns property and it can be sued or sue the same as a natural person. So it has natural rights as well. We'll be right back.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com. Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And returning once again and looking at the formation of a corporation. Again, this is out of Delavue and Howard's ninth edition of their business, Principles of Business Law. And certainly these books are available up on the internet. I've checked a couple of times and found them in several different places. If you want to get a copy of it for yourself and use it as a study guide, if you will, to these various discussions that we've had. And we'll refer to many others as we continue. But this 1,000-plus page book has been the subject of my study for the last almost 2 months, I would say, at this time. And it has opened up a whole new understanding and appreciation for law to me that I didn't have previously. And it shows what a minefield of intricacy actually exists out there for people that are involved in corporate business. There's no doubt about it. All of the various ins and outs of the laws of commerce have developed since the development, the beginning of our country, and it has been getting progressively worse. Go way back, a few hundred years back, and you could put all of the laws of England on 30 pages, folio. And today, you wouldn't be able to haul them away in a Ryder truck. You know, this is the problem. You know, we got the scribes and the Pharisees all over us. They did the same thing with Israel. And I'm talking about early on with the tribe of Judah, you know, the Judah, the Judaizers. They had the same problem. It's this Babylonian Talmud, endless litany of laws. They went from, 630 in the Old Testament, Leviticus, etc. Now they've got, God only knows how many. You look at the Talmud and the Encyclopedia Judaica and figure that all out, you know. It's no surprise that we should have thousands and thousands of pages in the Internal Revenue Service Code, and none can know it all. So, and this is a way that the lawmonger and the pettifogger can create captive market for themselves because no one else can understand all this claptrap. They can't seem to facilitate, and even inside the court system, there's no remedy unless you just happen to have all of this specialized stuff. Even trying to get a hold of legal forms is a bit of a nightmare. How would you even go about it, you know? What kind of a form would you file for this particular thing, and what kind of a form would you file for that kind of a thing, and how would you be able to go into a court of law? It's all a big, it's a Ponzi scheme, and that's for sure. But anyway, continuing. It does help for us to understand this. And the more we can understand it, the more we can add to it, the better we'll understand the world we find ourselves in today. A corporation, the authors continue, is not a citizen within the privileges and immunities clause of the federal constitution. A corporation is not a citizen, even though it is a person for the purpose of the due process clause of the 5th and the 14th amendments. And it continues, therefore, a state may lawfully prevent a foreign corporation from coming within its boundaries to engage in intrastate business. Moreover, since a state has the power to prevent entry altogether, it may impose any conditions on entry that it sees fit. Now, and then it continues and it talks about the procedure for incorporation, where it says the general law authorizing the formation of a corporation defines the purposes for which corporations may be formed and prescribes the steps to be taken for the creation of the corporation. And so if you want to find out more about how to actually form a corporation, of course, you're going to need to go first perhaps to the Model Business Corporation Act and then into your own state statutes and see what's all involved in that from a web research standpoint. Continuing and dropping down here, the receipt of the charter and its filing are the operative facts that bring the corporation into existence and give it authority and power to operate. So after you go through all of this research and all of these various steps and you dot all your T's, you cross all your I's, and you send all your forms and filing papers into the state, when they come back and they give you the receipt, when you receive the charter and its filing, these are the operative facts that bring the corporation into existence and give it authority and power to operate, and then you too can be XYZ Corporation or whatever. They charge fees to do all of this. The requirements of the statutes must be satisfied and complied with in detail for the formation of a de jure corporation. I'm going to talk about de jure corporations and de facto corporations in a minute. After the charter has been received and filed, the incorporators and all pre-incorporation subscribers to stock meet and elect a board of directors. And so now we're going to walk through this process that you can use for yourself and that many of the various and sundry groups out there, whether you're in the JCs or in some other group like the Rotary, the Elk, the Lions Club, any of the animal clubs, if you're starting a group yourself like OK Safe or something like that, you're starting a local property rights group and you want to get yourself off on a good footing and you want to teach the people that are in your group or organization something while they're involved in these various meetings, you want to use Robert's Rules of Order? Well, you start with these very basic principles. After the charter has been received and filed, the incorporators and all pre-incorporation subscribers to the stock meet and elect a board of directors. It's one of the very first things that you do. You have to have a meeting, you call a meeting, and you get together. But how can you elect a board of directors if you have no idea what the board of directors is going to do, what they might do, or otherwise? So you're going to have people who are like projectors or promoters who actually have an intent to start a formal organization. And then once you started along this path, you get together in meetings and you might elect pro tem a board of directors. Pro tem, in other words, a temporary a board of directors. They may also approve the bylaws of the corporation if applicable law so provides. And so now you've got this new term, bylaws. What are the bylaws? What are the bylaws? Of course, the Republican Party of Missouri has bylaws filed. I have a copy of them. And that's how I discovered for sure that the only members of the Republican Party in Missouri, the Missouri Republican Party, are county committee men and county committee women. It says so right in their bylaws. And when they do get together and hold their meetings are held under or use Robert's Rules of Order as their procedure, as parliamentary law. And these are important things to know as well. And so as we proceed along and you start your group, your club, your organization or whatever, maybe you have a local precinct group and you want to be a little more formal in your approach, you could set up, use the Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised, and let that be your guide as to how to go about setting up a set of bylaws. if you look in Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised, it also gives you an idea for what the content of a meeting typically is. You have a call to order. You generally follow that with an invocation, if the people that are in the group are good with that, some kind of an opening prayer. You know, they used to do that in Congress. I don't know what they pray to now. They used to do that in Congress. You have an invocation, you know, and they do a pledge of allegiance. Well, I mean, if you can still pledge allegiance, you know, then that's your own deal. But ever since I looked at Bellamy and the writing and the inclusion of certain words in the pledge, I refrained from using the pledge of allegiance myself today. And then at that point in the meeting, then you would have an approval of the minutes. And after that, you go into your program and then your new business, your old business, and so on. So anyway, we'll be back on the other side. Stay with us.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so starting a group or an organization is much the same as starting a company. There's no doubt about that. There's the same idea that's involved in starting a club, if you will. And there's no reason why you shouldn't follow these sorts of things when you go to get started. Certainly, all of the animal clubs and the various fraternal organizations use this information. They use Robert's Rules of Order. They understand the process. And when you go out and you become vocal local in your area, and you go to a water board meeting, or you go to a school board meeting, or you go to a county council meeting, or a city council meeting, or another meeting along those lines, you're going to find yourself inside of one of these meetings that is being run by Robert's Rules of Order. And we've talked about this in the past. The other format that you're are likely to encounter is a Delphi meeting, a consensus building meeting. And so there's two different ways that meetings are held these days all across America. And it's wise to become proficient in the use of Robert's Rules of Order. It just goes, for you, if your meetings are held this way on a regular basis, when you do interact with a government or a quasi-governmental entity, you're already familiar with the proceedings, and so then for you it's easy to take notes. You know what's likely to come next and next and next and next, and you're not sitting there mystified all the time. You know, think about how many hours you might spend learning to become a marksman with a carbine or a handgun. Think about how many hours, if thousands of hours, and all the money that you would spend to be proficient in any of the martial arts. And then you think you're going to go out and do battle with government with a bullhorn, with no prior experience, no training, no skill set built. Well, you're basically just fooling yourself, because you're not going to fool anybody in those meetings. They'll be able to detect immediately whether you understand this system or not. So let's continue. Again, this is after the charter has been received and filed. Now, if you're part of a larger organization, certainly like in the JCs, for instance, and you wanted to start a junior chamber of commerce chapter locally, you would have to make an application for a charter from the state or the national organization. So it's the same thing when you get a corporation started. You appeal to the state. You appeal to the state. And after the charter has been received and filed, the incorporators, that would be what you would be called, incorporators or promoters, and all of and all pre-incorporation subscribers to the stock meet and elect a board of directors. They may also approve the bylaws of the corporation if the applicable law so provides. In most instances, the bylaws must be approved by the board, but not by the shareholders. And so your bylaws would be approved by the written and approved by the board of directors, but not necessarily by the general membership. If you could compare the general members in a group, club, or an organization to shareholders in a corporation. Again, we're sharpening your skills. We're honing up our skills. We're building a skill set here. And if we are going to be the replacement set that we're looking for in your towns and in your cities and in your counties and in your states as we move forward into greater and greater measures of freedom and less tyranny and despotic control, then we're going to need to be at least as good as or better than that which we're trying to replace, lest our cure be worse than the disease. So the board of directors, which has been elected, then meets, approves the bylaws, elects the officers, calls for the payment of perhaps dues or subscription prices for the stock, and makes whatever decisions are necessary to commence the business. Very basic stuff. The charter of a corporation is a contract. What was the charter of the corporation? The Magna Carta, of course, that was one that we know of, the Great Charter. But we also had a charter when our founders got together and they switched over from the Articles of Confederation to the Constitution for the United States of America. It's a charter. It's a contract. It's a compact or a covenant between those that entered into the agreement. And it cannot be repealed or amended by the legislature. And again, I'm backing up. The charter of a corporation is a contract, and it cannot be repealed or amended by the legislature unless such power has been reserved by the state when the charter was granted. So the state cannot come in and repeal or amend the charter of the Republican Party. It's going to be up to the Republican Party to do this. Now, there is a way that the state can get rid of them. We'll talk about that maybe in a private meeting sometime. The charter may be amended, however, by the consent of all the stockholders or a certain portion thereof, as provided by the statute of the incorporation. Can you see how this looks just exactly like our Constitution? Our founders were intelligent enough to include provisions for its amendment. So that you don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater, you make the amendments when they're needed, understanding that we're going to be moving forward into the future. The bylaws, as previously noted, the original bylaws are usually approved by the board of directors. The power to alter, amend, or revoke the bylaws is also vested in the board, unless reserved to the shareholders by a statute or by the articles of incorporation. So typically, bylaws, whether you're in a cooperative or otherwise, can be amended, and they're typically amendable by a resolution for that amendment at the board of directors level. Sometimes it goes no further, but in a general membership type of a group or an organization, the members would their vote would be required for bylaw amendments. Now, here coming up on the 8th of April, we're going to have a meeting of the Berry County Electric Cooperative. This is their annual meeting, and they will be electing new directors, and they will be voting on bylaw amendments. So, I mean, we're talking about very real-world stuff here this morning. It's not pie in the sky at all. This isn't conjecture from the bullhorn boy. This is the real deal, all right? As a general rule, the shareholders have the power to alter, amend, or revoke the bylaws to the same extent that they have the power to create the bylaws in the first place. In the first instance, when they talk about we the people, and we're looking at the federal compact, you know that there was a great flurry of resentment there because they wanted to have it say, we the states. We the states as opposed to we the people. We the people are in the states themselves. The federal union is a compact between the original 13 colonies. They wanted to have it say we the states, not we the people. But it says we the people. So there you go. But as a general rule, the shareholders have the power to, you might even call them the sharecroppers in our situation, but the shareholders have the power to alter, amend, or revoke the bylaws to the same extent that they have the power to create the bylaws in the first instance. A bylaw change must be passed as a bylaw and not as a mere resolution. So we have these 10th Amendment resolutions out there that are talking about how, oh, the state of Missouri or the state of Kansas or the state of Oklahoma is not going to do such and such. Be careful. Don't allow yourself to run away with that sort of stuff. We're going to find out a little bit further that when you get involved with the Interstate Commerce Commission, the Uniform Commercial Code, and others, that those kind of 10th Amendment resolutions are likely to fall on deaf ears. In fact, they may very well ball everybody up in court for a period of time only to be declared unconstitutional. And we'll find out more about that on another broadcast. But a bylaw change must be passed as a bylaw and not as a mere resolution. The board cannot, however, repeal, amend, or add to the bylaws where such a change will affect the vested rights of a stockholder. So the board you have these checks and balances even in groups, clubs, and organizations. And to learn this process helps you to learn the Constitution, helps you to learn how our system of government, the idea of a constitution-limited republican form of representative government, just what it's all about. And it's similar even in corporate America, even global corporate just governments or governance. A bylaw is a rule for governing and managing the affairs of the corporation. you just look at the Constitution for your state, the several states, and then look at the Constitution for the United States, and you'll see the similarity here, that a bylaw is a rule for governing and managing the affairs of the corporation, which is binding upon all of the stockholders. These things are binding upon we, the people. All of the citizenry are bound by this. But the provisions of the bylaws are not binding on third parties unless the third parties have knowledge of them. So when we get involved with third parties, then we're talking about perhaps treaties with other countries. It doesn't, our Constitution doesn't bind anyone else unless they are knowledgeable of them and agree to be bound by them. Well, we'll pick it up right there. A little bit more to go on this one. Stay with us.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so we've returned in our last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, kind of just schlepping along here with a broken wing, so to speak. Got a computer down on the field this morning. Hopefully we'll be able to find out what needs to happen to it to get it back up and running again. I don't have the technical ability to be able to just wave a wand and make computers jump and sing, so I'm kind of dependent upon the assistance of others on that one, but... we have had a rather long run here of peculiarities in the computing system, and I certainly hope that we're not open for attack in this system. I've got every firewall that I know of how to load loaded. But anyway, continuing along here, we're talking about the bylaws. We're talking about how corporations are formed. We're trying to bring it into context of multiple layers here. Of course, there's the business use of corporations, but corporations are used for a great number of things. They are a legal fiction, and they allow all manner and sundry things that would ordinarily be exceedingly difficult for an individual to do with limited amounts of liability. So that's one of the reasons why we look at this, and we need to understand how corporations function and how they're formed and how we can interact with one. Because all of our government is corporation, from the individual office holders, if the Dun & Bradstreet reports that I've seen in the past are true, all the way up to the federal union. I mean, FEMA is a corporation most likely, and all of the rest of them, you know, every agency out there is most very likely incorporated. It's all about limiting liability, and so we learn a little bit about them, we'll be better off. The bylaws may be used to expand the power of the board of directors or officers. Since such an expansion reduces the protection of the shareholders, the bylaws should be carefully studied by the investors, especially in closely held corporations. You would think that we, the people, would be advisedly intelligent enough to carefully study the bylaws for our states, which would be your state constitution, and the bylaws for the federal union, which is the federal constitution. And so, even though the board of directors is usually given the right to adopt new bylaws or to repeal or to adopt or add to them, it cannot change the bylaws with respect to the limitations of board powers or eliminate a duty imposed upon the board by the shareholders. And yet they're doing it all the time, are they not? Through the use of executive orders and emergency powers and all of this other stuff that's come down the pike. Neither can the board fail to follow the bylaws because they are, in effect, a contract with the shareholders. In a republic, we the people hold all of the power. That's why they hate a republic. They love this idea of democracy. But they hate a republic because in a republic, according to all wisdom, in a republic, the power resides with the people, not with the government, not with the agencies. We create these contracts. Governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, not the other way around. Neither, again, can the board fail to follow the bylaws because they are, in effect, a contract with the shareholders. We can go all the way back to Aristotle and find that in a republic, the Constitution is the government. What does he mean by that? He means that the bylaws are the government. They are that legal fiction that everyone looks at and says, this is our government. You can no more do away with the Constitution then you can do away with the bricks and the mortar because it's the Constitution that is the government. It's not the people. It's not the office holders. Remember our study of the principals, the agents, and the third parties. We, the people, are the principals, ostensibly. At least that was the design. Then all of the elected officials are our agents. And then the third parties could be the agencies that they create and all of the millions of employees all across this country that work for quote-unquote government. Then we go into the study of a de jure and a de facto corporation. You've probably heard these terms before. But a de jure corporation is a corporation which has been formed in compliance with the laws authorizing such a corporation. So were we operating with a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government such as our founders envisioned, our system of government would be considered de jure. But it is not de jure because it is not operated under the Constitution for many decades, if not over a century. A de facto corporation is one in which one which operates as a corporation for all practical purposes, but which has failed to comply with some provision of the law with respect to its creation and thus has no legal right to its corporate existence. And so we can say that the de facto corporation of the United States, operating under the usurper's administration, this entire Congress, all of the things that they have passed, have been illegitimate because they're operating as a de facto corporation where they are not complying with the provisions of the law with respect to the creation of this federal union. And until such time as Barry the usurper brings forth his birth documents and can verify beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is qualified to serve in the capacity of the President of the United States, he's a bald-faced liar, he's a usurper, and nothing that this group can do can have any force in effect in law, unless they're operating under legal positivism, where whatever the prince says has the force of law, and if you comply, and if you give your assent, if you remain silent, then these things can come into existence and they can be incorporated, and then we'll have to deal with it. Because when the courts get involved in it, they set up this thing called stare decisis, and then we start having precedent and people act on these illegitimate pieces of legislation. People are financed by it, funded by it. You take money from the government, you receive your little benefit checks, you get your energy bonuses and all of the rest of that, and by so doing, you give legitimacy to what would otherwise be an illegitimate de facto government. Its corporate existence, the de facto corporation, its corporate existence can be challenged only by the state itself. And this is why it's so very important for us to look once again at our cities, our counties, and our states as being a remedy in this system of law. But understand as well that many of the states, ever since they went through the process after the end of the second of the worldwide wars, Worldwide War Number Two, that many, including Missouri, went through a process of revising their state constitutions. And so you have to follow through the threads layer by layer as we move further and further away from the original ideas of our founders into a greater and greater amount of de facto existence. But a de facto corporation results where there is a valid law authorizing such a corporation. A bona fide attempt to organize and comply with the statute and the exercise of corporate power. The de facto corporation can make contracts, purchase and hold real estate, sue and be sued in its corporate name, and do any and all things necessary to its corporate existence that a de jure corporation may do. But the state may challenge its continued existence or impose other penalties so that it can act like a state. It could act like the United States, and unless it's challenged, it just is accepted. And that's important. We need to challenge it. We need to just say no. We need to become vocal local. You don't buy, you don't comply, and you ask why, to use Karen Tostado's words. If persons hold themselves out as a corporation and create liability, and such organization is less than a de facto corporation, they are generally held liable as partners. As partners. In some jurisdictions, the stockholders, even of a de facto corporation, are held personally liable like partners for debts incurred by the corporation. So here again, we would look inside of this de facto corporation at all of the liability that has been heaped upon the people of this land by this de facto government, illegitimate as it is, and then we would have to ask who would be held liable, who would be held to account for this treason against the several states of the Union, who would be held to account? Well, each of those involved would be held personally liable like partners for the debts incurred by this corporation. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I thank you for listening. Thank you for your patience. We'll be back again tomorrow, and hopefully we'll be operating out of our main studio. Till then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time.
You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.